Breakfast of champions.
and that's the good stuff. Rabbi, that's the good stuff.
Okay. Don't tell my wife I did this.
she'll know what's missing from this. He always does.
Okay, I think we got to Yud Zayin Amud Beis, yeah.
Yeah.
Bo minei Merab Yirmiyom Reb Zeira Hanozer v'Metzora mitumaso taraso. A Nozer and Metzora who became Tohar during Chol HaMoed, we'll see if that's a pshat, are allowed to take a haircut. So bo minei Rab Yirmiyom Reb Zeira b'shaloha yolohem p'nai ol dilma at b'shaloha yolohem p'nai. Is it talking where they didn't have time on what's it called, Erev Yontif, and there's a big machlokus what that means. Some say what it means is they push it, it was impossible, they didn't become Torah like a few minutes before Yontif, or somebody else came and did a Sayam. All these cases where people didn't have an ability to take a haircut before Chol HaMoed, does that mean they couldn't, or it just was impossible? It was impossible time wise for them. It was impossible, or they didn't have time to do it. Right? They could have done it had they forced themselves, just they were so busy. So many, most, the halacha is that it had to be impossible. But there are shitas that hold that even if it wasn't impossible, but the person was so busy with other things, that's also called an illness. But they taina, if that's the case, then a lot of people are busy Erev Yontif. So then every time you're busy with something else, you'll be able to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, it doesn't make sense. Okay, now you can be here, the shaila is it only talking where they couldn't have taken a haircut Erev Yontif? So then they're allowed to take it on Chol HaMoed. Or even if they could have taken a haircut Erev Yontif, we still allow these people to take on Chol HaMoed. These are different than the other cases. Omer Lei Tanina, Kol Eilu She'omru Mutarim Legaleach B'Moed B'Shaloha Yolem P'nai. All those people who were matur to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, Bob, you know, guy came back from a trip, or came out of jail. All those cases were only if they didn't have the opportunity, didn't have time to take a haircut Erev Yontif. Right? They got out of jail 2 minutes before Yontif or whatever. But Avohayolohem Pnai, they had time, Asuri. But Nozer Metzora, Afobishahoyolohem Pnai Mutar. And the Brisa says, Meferish, that a Nozer Metzora, even if they had time to take a haircut Erev Yontif, they're still allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, in order they should be able to bring their Korbanos. Shalo Yishu Korban Oseim. Rashi. Shalo Hayon Pnai, the Daska Nokat Sha'olu Mitumasim Beregel. Lefichach Megalchim. Maybe the Mishnah is Davka, that only if they became Tahar during Chol HaMoed, therefore they couldn't have taken a haircut, they weren't Tahar before Chol HaMoed. So they couldn't have taken a haircut, that's when they're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Lefichach Megalchim. Shelo hayolohem pnai legalech dadayin lo olu mitumasim. They weren't Tahar yet that they could take a haircut. Ol dilma afopi shahayolohem pnai velo gilchu kodam amoed mutarim legalech moed. Or maybe not. Maybe a Metzora and a Nozer are an exception, and they're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, even if they could have taken a haircut. They became Tahar 2 days before Yontif, and they could have taken a haircut, but they didn't. Still, they're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Why? Mar says in Echanami, that's the halacha. Why? Shelo Yishu Korban Oseyin, b'tiglachtam ad la'achra regel. Because until they take a haircut, they're not allowed to bring their korbanos. So if we push off their haircut till after Yontif, they're going to push off their korbanos also. That we don't want to do. The Nozer Metzora ain't Levim Korban Oseyin ad la'achra giluach. They can't bring their korbanos until they shave. They'll see the ukroi. Hilkach lo kanshinan lehu bidlo avdi nikni regel the zimnin dlo avid kami regel umiasri lehu b'moed nimtse shemashin ha-korbonos ve'enam kreven b'yom ha-shemini b'zmanim. They're not going to bring the korban on the proper day, on the eighth day. They're going to push it till after Yontif. We don't want to push off people's korbonos. Lefichach omru migaleach b'moed the mutiv lekari v'zman ha-krova v'lo l'acher. Better to make the time of the ha-krova of the korban earlier than later. So they're an exception. Even if they had time before, they're still allowed to be megaleach on Chol HaMoed, so they should be able to bring their korbanos. Okay, Tana, Hakohen deha'eva deha'avil mutarim begiluach. a Kohen and an Ovel. These are also not mentioned in the Mishnah. A Kohen and an Ovel are allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Moshe says, "Hi, Ovel Hekidomi." What kind of Ovel are we talking about? Ile Mishachol Shmini Shelo Be'erev HaRegel. Right, his Shiva was off over on Erev HaRegel. Okay, already was the eighth day. Was Erev Yontif. He's allowed to take a haircut already on the eighth day. Right, so why didn't he take a haircut then? Ela Shechol Shmini Shelo Yos B'Shabbos. What happened was his Avelis was over on Friday, and Shabbos was the eighth day, the day after the Avelis, and Shabbos was Erev HaRegel. He couldn't take a haircut on Shabbos. Right? Leos Shabbos, Erev HaRegel. Iboy Leilagluch Erev Shabbos. No, he could have taken a haircut on Friday. Why? The Omer of Chizda, Omer of Inu Bar Shila, Halacha Kabashol. Right? There's a machlokus whether the seventh day of Avelis, we say Nixus Hayom Kekulo, and the Shiva is over already in the beginning of the day, and it starts already the Shloshim, and that you're allowed to take a haircut already. The fact you can't take a haircut during Shloshim is Aser, but the Maisa, the Yontif takes away the Shloshim. Right? The Yontif takes away the Shloshim. Since you started one day of Shloshim before, so there's no more Shloshim. So therefore, Erev Yontif, you'd be allowed to take a haircut. Right, because there's not going to be any shloshim. You're doing a lekavod yontif, and right as soon as the yontif comes in, there's no more shloshim. So that would be mutter. Okay, so in case you're wondering why you're allowed to take a haircut on the eighth day, normally on the eighth day is the part of shloshim. But here, since you kept shloshim one day, the yontif takes away the shloshim completely. So therefore, you would have been allowed to take a haircut on that Shabbos. The Gemara says you'd be allowed to take a haircut on Friday. Why? Because even though Friday was the seventh day, Abashal holds that the seventh day counts for the end of Shiva and the first day of Shloshim. It's Mikzus Hayom Kekulo counts for Shiva, and the rest of the day counts for Shloshim. Therefore, you started counting Shloshim. That means that when Yontif came in, right, you would, what's it called, the Shloshim is gone. And therefore, what's it called, you should be allowed to take a haircut already on Friday, the Kovid Yontif. And Modim Chachomim Labashal. And even the Chachamim agreed, Abishol. The Chachamim hold, no, the Shiva goes the whole day. You don't say Nixayon Kekula. And the Shloshim doesn't start till the next day. But even the Chachamim Marmode, Kishachol Shmini Shalo, Lios B'Shabbos, when the eighth day, his Shiva ends on Friday, and the eighth day is Shabbos, right, Erev, and it's Erev HaRegel, Shemutel Galea Berev Shabbos, that you're allowed to take a haircut already on Friday. Even the Chachamim will normally hold that you can't take a haircut, what's it called, that the Shloshim doesn't start on the Shiva, it starts the day after. Here, Lemaisa, in order to take a haircut, the covered Yontif, they allow you to take it on the seventh day. So therefore, if his Shiva ended on Friday, and Shabbos was the eighth day, so he couldn't take a haircut on Erev Yontif, he could have taken a haircut on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Lo tzricha shechol shvi shelo yos b'Shabbos." The seventh day of Avel is still on Shabbos, so you couldn't take a haircut on Friday. It's only the 6 days in the middle of Shiva, right? Take a haircut on the seventh day, according to Abishol, would be okay. Now, Lach is like that, but he can't take a haircut on Shabbos. So Mela, he couldn't take a haircut before the regal. He's allowed to take it during Chol HaMoed, right? Shvi shelo yos b'Shabbos erev haregel. Tana bros over lak Abishol, right? What's it called? So the Braisa holds like Abishol, that in such a case you couldn't take a hair. Oh, what's it called? The Omer mitzvah sayom kekulo. The Yom Hashviyom Shvi olulo lekan lekan. The Kivin the Shabbos have the onus, right? The Kivin the Shabbos have the onus. Who? Right? He's an onus. Really, he could have taken a haircut on it had not been Shabbos, like Abishol. Right? His seventh day was on Erev Yontif. On what's it called, Erev HaRegel. So under normal circumstances, if that seventh day was not Shabbos, he would have taken a haircut then. But now he's an onus; he can't take a haircut then. The Nela, what's it called, he can take a haircut on during Chol HaMoed. So they ask. We'll see. Rashi wants. That's how Rashi learns. Tana Didon. Why didn't our Tana mention Ovil? Sover la Karabonin. He holds a Karabonin. The Amri lo Amrina Mixayon Kekulo. They hold the seventh day. You can't take a haircut till the end of the day, till the beginning of the eighth day. Vakati lo shlim avelos, the Shiva. Therefore, the avelos of Shiva is not finished. Therefore, what's it called, therefore, the shloshim is not taken away. Shloshim is only taken away if you start counting shloshim. But if the regal is mevatel shiva, but then it's not mevatel shloshim, then you have to keep the halachas of shloshim. So, see Rashi. Person who buries his dead 8 days before Yomtif, then the shloshim is bottled completely. And you're allowed to shave. Since 1 day of the shloshim started, then it's mevatel the whole thing. Just like by Shiva. Shiva, it's only mevatel if you had at least 1 minute of Shiva that you had before the regal. But if you didn't start the shiva at all before the regal is not mevatel the shiva. We'll see later there's different shitas, 3 days. One, but the halacha is, even 1 second, you started sitting shiva a minute before yontif, so that counts like one whole day, right? Then the yontif comes and mevatel the whole shiva. But it's not mevatel the whole shloshim, because you didn't start shloshim at all. So with gabi shloshim, you have to still keep shloshim, and the yontif then shemini atzeres, or whatever counts for a certain amount of days toward the shloshim. That we'll get to later. But if you had 7 days and then you started the shloshim, even 1 minute, and then the yontif came, then it's mevatel the whole shloshim. This person, since he wasn't able to be megaleach erev haregel, so he's allowed to do it during chol hamoed. So now the question is, why couldn't he be megaleach erev haregel? When was his avelus over? B'shabbos erev haregel, v'havei onus. Normally, he would, if his eighth day fell on Erev Yontif, he could have taken a haircut at Erev Yontif. But here it fell on Shabbos, therefore he's an honest, and he can take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Mora says, no. If that was the case, he could have taken a haircut on Friday, which was the seventh day of his Avelis. Shehu Shvi. Because the halach is kabashol, the afilo lo kover el shiva yomim kodem haregel, but we mimic zeri shlag. Kabashol holds that even if you only had 7 days before yontif, the shloshim is also bottled. Because he holds the seventh day is considered a full day already from the beginning of the day, and the rest of the day counts for the beginning of shloshim. We divide the seventh day into two. The first part of the day, the first minute of the day, finishes off the shiva, and the rest of the day counts for the first day of shloshim. Therefore, you started shloshim before yontif, and therefore the shloshim's over. And even the chachamim are molded tabashol, afagav de boshmona, even though they hold that you need to start the eighth day to mevatel the shloshim, b'shechol shmini lios b'shabbos erev haregel to have the onus, but they agree that if the eighth day is Shabbos and it's erev haregel, then you already can take a haircut on the day of shiva, the seventh day of shiva, erev Shabbos. Shemutal galeach erev Shabbos shushvi. The verse says, "Hi Tana de Brisa, the Tani Ovel megaleach b'moed." Right, the Brisa which adds to the list of people who are allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed and Ovel, right, holds like Abishol, the Yom Shvi Olu Lekan Lekan, that the seventh day counts as the beginning of shloshim, l'shiva l'shloshim. The kivan de kvar hischilu shloshim iboyle legluchei kodem haregel, and since the seventh day counts as shloshim, and shloshim is going to be bottled now because of the moed, he should have taken a haircut erev yomtiv. Ela de Shabbos haviv onusu, except it fell on Shabbos, who's an onus. Therefore, he's allowed to take a haircut during chol hamoed. The Tana of our Mishnah doesn't mention Ovel as one of the exceptions. Why? The Tani Elu Megalchin Beregel Velo Ovel Sovek Rabbanan the Amri Lo Amri Mikseyav Kekulo. He holds like the Rabbanan that the seventh day does not count as the beginning of Shloshim. Only the eighth day counts as the beginning of Shloshim. Ela Shiva Shleimim Boy. You need 7 full days. Vakati Lo Shalim Avelus the Shiva called the Regel, and therefore the Avelus of Shiva wasn't finished before the Yontif. Velo Avi Onus. He's not an Onus. He just never finished his Avelus. Not an Onus. Even if it wouldn't be Shabbos, he couldn't take a haircut. So they ask, is a Peledik Rashi. Lamaisa, what do we hear if he's an honest because it's Shabbos, or he's an honest because he's an oval? Lamaisa, he couldn't take a haircut before Yontif. He's an oval. That's why he couldn't take a haircut. Not because he didn't want to. So what difference does it make? So they say the following terrors, that when does an honest help to be matter you to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, if that onus goes away, the onus is no longer there. Right? You came back from Medinas Hayam, that was your onus. Now it's Chol HaMoed, that onus is not there, you can take a haircut. But if the reason, the onus is still there, for instance, here you couldn't take a haircut because you're an Avel. Since it doesn't take away the Shloshim, you're still an Avel during what's it called, during Chol HaMoed. Okay? Memela, what's it called, you can't take a haircut because the Siva of the onus still applies to Chol HaMoed. So just like you couldn't take a haircut because you were an Avel Erev Yontef, you're still the same Avel now during Chol HaMoed because the Shloshim didn't go away. So they ask another kasha. So what do you need a halacha that you can't take a haircut because of Chol HaMoed? You can't take a haircut because you're in Shloshim. So that they say no. That it could be that even it's not Mevatel the Shloshim, but you're not knowing the halachas of Shloshim during Chol HaMoed. Right? So therefore, you are in Shloshim, but you're not knowing the halachas of Shloshim. So out Shloshim, you could take a haircut because we're not knowing that's halachas. Okay? But that would only be because of the onus from before. But the onus from before is still now now, because still the Avela still applies. Memela, that's what Rashi means. You can't take a haircut because you're not really an onus that went away. You could have taken a haircut had it not been for the issur of taking a haircut on Chol HaMoed, because we're not knowing the dinim of Shloshim. But since there's an issur of Chol HaMoed, and it's only mutter if there's an onus that went away, here the onus didn't want to go away, and Memela, you can't take a haircut. That's how they explain Rashi. Okay, so that's Avil. Now how about a Kohen? Hi Kohen, Hechidomi. The Braisa mentions a Kohen also can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. What kind of Kohen are we talking about? And why didn't the Mishnah mention it? Ilei medesholim mishmarto erev haregel. His mishmar ended erev haregel, right? They used to have their shift, okay, switched on Shabbos. So the Erev HaRegel means Friday or even Thursday is allowed to take a haircut of the Kavod Shabbos of his Mishmar. So the time that he could have taken a haircut, his Mishmar finished, fell on Erev Yontif. So he should have taken a haircut, the Kavod Yontif. His Mishmar is over. He boiled the Gluch Erev HaRegel. Lo Tzricha, the Sholem Mishmarto Beregel. It's talking where his Mishmar was over on Yontif. Mele, he couldn't take a haircut Erev Yontif because he was still part of his Mishmar. In person, who has a mishmar can't take a haircut, he said. Tana didon sover kivan disnan bishlosha prokim bishon the how you call mishmar or shovels. Be mure haragolim, but bechiluk lechem upon him, commandalo shalom mishmar to beregel dummy. Right, our mishnah holds that that's not a reason why he could take a haircut. Why? Because the halacha is that even though his individual shift is over, but since it extends into the regel, it's like it's not over. Because the halacha is that during Yontif, all the mishmaros are equal in certain things. What's it called? Chiluk lechem upon him, right? And emure haregolim. Those two things, the emurim of the carbon they bring for regolim, and lechem upon him, all the mishmaros are equal during what's it called? During Yontif, during Chol HaMoed. Therefore, this guy finished his shift, but he didn't really finish completely because he's still acting as if he's part of his shift because he has, like all the shifts now, have some chelik in the karbonos of the yontif. So our mishnah holds it's not considered like he finished his shift. Since he didn't finish his shift, it's the same halacha. The onus that he had before applies now too. Now he's still in his mishmar. He's an extension of his mishmar because he has now some rights still in karbonos. Memela, he can't take a haircut. He's still in his mishmar. The Tana Brosovar and the Braisa, who says he could take a haircut, right? Afagav the Shayach Bahanech Mishmaros Mishmarte Nirshlim Nalei. Even though for certain halachas he still is Zolche and the Karbanos, that's not his mishmar. His shift was over. This is a new halacha. Memela, what's it called? He's no longer considered in his shift. And he could take a haircut, except for the fact of Chol HaMoed. Since he couldn't take a haircut before Chol HaMoed, it didn't matter him to take it during Chol HaMoed. Rashi. The Shlim Mishmarto Erev HaRegel B'Shabbos. The La'olam Lo Shom Mishmara El B'Shabbos. The Mishmara switch on Shabbos. That's when the shifts shift. Iboile L'Gluche Erev HaRegel Kolomar Be'Erev Shabbos Shu Erev HaRegel. The mutarei from Thursday. Surely Friday he's allowed to take a haircut to cover Shabbos and to cover Yom Tov. Tishlim mishmura b'regel, kigon to have a yom chamishi yom rishon shel regel. And we see from here an interesting halacha. Even though they were matir, a kohen, who has a shift, Shabbos to Shabbos, he's allowed to take a haircut on Thursday to cover Shabbos, but he's not allowed to take a haircut in the middle of his mishmur to cover Yom Tov. That not. They were matir Thursday, every mishmur is a week. So they were matir that the isser they made only up till Thursday. And you see from here also that if you didn't take a haircut on Thursday, take a Friday too. Right? Just Thursday is better because this way you're not rushed on Friday. But if you don't have a time on Thursday, you can do it Friday also. Right? There's a takon of Ezra to take a haircut Thursday with covered Shabbos. But it wasn't that you weren't allowed to take it Friday. It was l'chatchilish, take it Thursday, you shouldn't be rushed on Friday. But in any case, so they were matir the Kohen always on Thursday to take the covered Shabbos. But if his mishmor, if Erev Yom Tov was a Tuesday or Monday, and he just started his mishmor, he's not allowed to take a haircut of the covered Yom Tov, because that's an unusual situation, and that wasn't something kavua that they were matir. So they never were matir a Kohen to take a haircut in the middle of his mishmor, the covered Yom Tov, even though they were matir all mishmoros to take a haircut of the covered Shabbos. Kedon to have a Yom Chamishi Yom Rishon Shel Regel. Thursday was the first day of Yom Tov. The Lo Motzi LeGaleach Davi Yom Tov. Right, so you can't take a haircut on Thursday. Elamai, take it on Wednesday. Wednesday's the middle of your Mishmar. Ushli Mishmar to Meshabes Yom Shlishi LeRegel. So Lemaisa, his Mishmar wasn't over till what's it called Shabbos, which was the third day of the Chol HaMoed, right? The second day of Chol HaMoed. Tana didon da omer eno megalech memoed, our mission that doesn't include a kohen as one of the exceptions. Sover kivan disvan b'shloshim prokim b'shloshim regalim kol ha-mishmor shavim and shalosh regalim, all the shifts are equal, and any kohen who wants can come and be cholik in lechem haponim and in the emure haregalim akati kamandu lo shalim mishmar. Therefore it's like his mishmor extended, so he's still in the middle of mishmor, he can't take a haircut. As long as his shift is still on, he can't take a haircut. So our Mishnah holds that he's still in the middle of his shift, because his shift extends. And the Tana of the Braisa holds no, his shift is over. This is a new halacha, that he wouldn't be usher to take a haircut because of the halacha that all the shifts are equal during Chol HaMoed. Therefore, the only reason he can't take a haircut is because of Chol HaMoed. And because of Chol HaMoed, he could take a haircut, because he couldn't take it before. Afagav Shai Bahanesh Shmoros, Shlim Iker Mishmar Todidei. His real shift is over. Lohachi Mutter Bergiluach. That's why he's Mutter to take a haircut, except for the Chol HaMoed. And Chol HaMoed, he's an honest from before. Therefore, he goes into the cloud. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Kol Eilu Sha'om Mutarm Legaleach B'Moed. Mutarm legaleach bimei evla. Anybody who's mutter to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed is mutter to take a haircut when he's an avel. In other words, all that came from B'divas Hayam, you got out of prison, you're allowed to take a haircut even if you're an avel. Where it says Vatan Yasurim, the Maisa avel is osur, even in those cases, a guy got out of prison and somebody died. So he couldn't take a haircut before he became an avel, and as he got out of prison, his relative died. So according to the original Brysa, he could take a haircut during his Avelis. According to the second Brysa, an Avel's not allowed to take a haircut in that situation. So Mara says, Omer of Chizda, Omer of Shila, Kitan Yehocha Mutarin B'Shitachfu Avela. It's not talking with Stam and Avel. Stam and Avel, right, became an Avel, a regular Avel, after he got out of prison, can't take a haircut. But if he was an Avel before he went to prison, and then he couldn't take a haircut while he was in prison. Right, and he was also an avel, couldn't take a haircut, he was an avel, and then his avelus would have been over, but he couldn't take a haircut because he was in prison. Now he became an avel again, so tochvu avelus, he had consecutive avelus without the ability to take a haircut in between. He's allowed to take a haircut during his second shiva because of this. Mar says ibish tochvu avelus, it's talking where he had consecutive avelus. My iri call Elu Shomru, even if he wasn't in prison. Afilu kule alma nami. Anybody who has a consecutive avelus in the second avelus can take a haircut. because it's already extra amount of time, right? The Tanya, we have a brayso, tachfu avel of zachar zeh, hichbid sar make a batar. If he had consecutive avelas and his hair is really oppressive to him, he can take a razor and give himself a haircut to what's it called, to ease the growth of hair. Same thing. And he's allowed to wash his clothing in water. If he has avelas, he couldn't wash his clothes, and now it's already extended avelas, so his clothes are really dirty, he can wash his clothes too. Mar says no, hoit mrala omra chizda betar veloba misparayim b'mayim veloba neser veloba oel, right? In those kind of cases where you have consecutive avelas without any other extenuating circumstance like the prison, then you're allowed only to cut your hair with a razor, not with a scissors. And you're allowed to wash your clothes only with water and no detergent. Okay? Omer Rav Chisda Zosomeris Ovalosar B'tichbosim. Here you see that on regular Oval is not even allowed to clean his clothes even with just water. We know already you're not allowed to clean your clothes from Sukkot. But even with only water, that's called cleaning your clothes. And therefore, the answer is simple. Right? A person who had stam consecutive avelis, yes, he could take a haircut and wash his clothes, but only with water and only with a razor. Somebody who was also in jail and he had consecutive avelis, he can take a regular haircut and he can wash his clothes even with detergent. Okay. Yeah, that's the reason that they
Kohanim,
regular Kohanim had to take a haircut every 30 days.
Yes,
yeah,
so I'm saying.
Right.
Kohanim God was
something else. No, so we talked in a case where he didn't take a haircut as young. He can't take an Achol HaMoed. If he did, he won't need it. Right, but the reason they said the Achol HaMoed, they shouldn't leave it, or shouldn't take him from the Mishmar. Shouldn't leave it for the middle of the Mishmar when he'll have more time, and not do it before. So they
that is the reason they
said before that.